We are holding Daf Mem Dalad Amar Aleph. Here we just finished the Mishnah, now up to the Gemara. Here the top of the Mishnah was again V'noichel Amanchil, that a Ben Yermecha could be Yarshin and could give over the Yerusha. For Yehor Gechayev, whoever kills a Ben Yermecha, that's also Chayev Misa. For Reyul Yoviv Li'imai, for Chol Krovav Kechosin Shalem. He's to his father and to his mother like a regular Chosin. We'll see in the Gemara means that when he dies, there's a Chiyav Avelis, that the parents have to sit Shiva, even though the kid is only a Ben Yemechot. The other Gemara says, Mino and Emili, how do we know this from? That the first halacha was that Tinoika is Bas Yemechot Metama Benido, that a girl even one day old has a Tumas Nida if she sees Dam. The Tanur Rabbanan learned like this. The Pasuk says, Isha. Say Lieli Isha. Maybe on an Isha, that's 12 years old. Bas Yemechot Lenida Minan. How do we know even a girl 1 year old if she sees Dam, she has Tumas Nida? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'isha. Mashm Rashi says, V'isha ki yizava, V'aykra b'nidu mishtoi. Mashm, any type of an isha, even an isha, bas yemechot. Then the Mishnah says, bas yud yom, when she's 10 days old, l'ziva, it's possible to have a tumma ziva. That the 7 days of nidus went by, and then the first 3 days of yud aleph yomim, she saw dam all 3 days, so she has tumma ziva. Mino and Emile, how do we know this? Torah Rabbah learned like this. The pasuk says Isha, Ein liyele Isha bas yud yomim leziva minayin. Maybe only an Isha means a gedola. Then she has tumas zava. How do we know a girl 10 days old could also have a tumas zava? Talmud Lema again. The pasuk says veisha the vav is marba. Even an Isha, even a bas yud yomim has tumas zava. Here now the Mishnah says tinik ben yomechod also has tumas ziva. Minoah and Emilia, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan. Pasuk says, Ish Ish. Ma Talmud Loim Ish Ish. What does it say a double lashon for Ish Ish? Is the rabbi's ben yoimechod shematama beziva. That even though he's only 1 day old, he could start having his tumaziva. Means if he says sees twice that day, he'll have tumaziva. Dibi Reb Yudah, these are the words of Reb Yudah. That even though less than ben test does not have tumas carry, but I call upon him tumas ziva, that he could have. Even 1 day old, he could have tumas ziva. Dibur Reb Yehuda, Reb Yishmael Benoi, Shereb Yechonim Avruko Aimer. He says like this: En etzorach, I do not need this limud from Ish Ish, but rather Harei Yehuda. The pasuk says, V'hazav ezoivoi lazocha b'lanikeva. So we dashin lazocha means kol shu, no matter what type of zocher it is, ben gadol ben katan, whether he's by mitzvah, whether he's under the mitzvah, even 1 day old, he could have tumas ziva. Lenikeva, the pasuk says, Vidarshin kol shi, ben gedola ben katana. Whether she's a gedola, whether she's katana, even 10 days old, she could have tumas zava. Him came, if so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, then matam loim ish ish. What's the extra loshen, double loshen ish? So when it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to say, Dibratorik loshen b'nei yodam. People speak like loshen b'nei yodam, they talk normal. Then the Mishnah says, Umetama ben goyim. A kid 1 day old has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says odem kia biyor b'saroi. So dashin odem means kol shu, any type of an odem, even though he's only 1 day old. If he has a neg, he'll have tumas negoyim. Then the Mishnah says umetame b'tomim eis. The says in the pasuk v'yal hanafoshois asher hoyu shom means nefesh kol du, any type of a nefesh, even though the kid was only 1 day old when he died, still the tumas meis if you touch him. Then the Mishnah says, "V'zoikik liyibum," that he caused it to be mitzvah yibum. In other words, if the brother dies and the leftover brother, even though the brother is only 1 day old, the wife will have a mitzvah zikul liyibum. The pasuk says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdun," two brothers sat together. Achim means shehoyu lem yeshiva achas beilam. He had one living together as long as they lived together before the brother died. If he had a brother, even though he's only 1 day old, it would be make a mitzvah yibum. Then it says, Upoitum in a Yibum. Why the pasuk says, Ubein ein loy. There's that we say the Mrs. Yibum only, if when the husband dies, there's no children. But let's say they have a child even 1 day old, they're partners from Yibum. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ubein ein loy, they have no children, Amar Rachmana. Whistler, he has a ben, even though it's only 1 day old, that's considered a ben, therefore there's no mitzvah Yibum. Then the Mishnah says, Umaycha betruma, a kid 1 day old is Maycha betruma, meant to say if she was a bas, Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and then the husband dies, the Kohen dies, so she has a child from him, she could eat Truma. The Pasuk says, V'yilid de'isoy heim yoich lebalachmoy. Kori Bey, Iachilu Balachmoy. As long as they could eat, as long as they're a day old, so they could cause the mother to be able to eat a truma. Because no matter how young they are, still it's called Yachilu Balachmoy, they'll cause the mother to be able to eat truma because of them. Then the Mishnah says, Upoisel es truma. This is the case of a Bas Koyin that got married to Yisroel. So calls the man she's married, she can't eat truma. And then when the husband dies, if she has a child also, she cannot eat truma. But the Pasuk says, Vizera ein lo. She only could eat truma with this Bas Koyin if she has, she did not have a child from a husband. Omer Rachmono. Vizlo, and here she has a child, therefore there'll be no, therefore the mother is possible for eating truma. So Morris says, my ear is there. What do you have to say? Because he has a child. Even if the mother is only pregnant, also should be osetit truma. Again, if a bas kayin that got married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, so she's pregnant, also she would not be able to eat, should not be able to eat truma. Because the Pasuk says, like she has to go back to her father's house only when she's the same way she was when she was in Nara. Prat lumuberis, that if she's pregnant, then she does not go back to her father's house, meaning she cannot eat truma. So what do you have to say? Because she gave birth, even if she didn't give birth, just to be pregnant, also be the same halacha. Verses 3, chanoi, you need both chedushim here. Dikos rachamone v'zeto, we just written. V'zera ein lo, mishom dimikoro, chad gufo. For it says she has no child. Do you know why you're over there? That if she would have children, she cannot eat truma. Because the Mikora Chad Guf, before it's only one body, just her. Vashta Trey Guf, and now that she has a child, is two. That's not called Bishoba. She did not return back to her father's house. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma. Avalocha, but over here, which is only pregnant. The Mikora Chad Guf, Vashta Chad Guf, before it was one, and now it's only one. Ey Mateichel, maybe she could eat a Truma. Kosa Rachamona Benurea. The Pasuk says Benurea, she has to return the same way she was Benurea. Now, because Rachamono, Kinureo, Mishum de Mikoro, Gufa Sorek, before, Vishor, before, it was like an empty body. Vashta Gufa Molly, now that she's pregnant, she's full. So it's a Shinu in the body itself. Havlocha, but over here, Mikoro, Gufa Sorek, before, she was like empty. And Vashta Gufa Sorek, now also she's empty, because she already gave birth. Hey, Matechel, maybe now that her husband, the Yisrael, dies, even though she has a child, then she could still eat truma. She could go back to her father's house. It's tricha. Therefore, we have to have both sukkim to teach us that in both situations, whether the bas koyin is pregnant or whether the bas koyin has a child, in both cases, even though the husband, the Yisrael, dies, still she cannot eat truma. Now the Gemara says, kroi itrits. True, he answered the steering of sukkim. Elamas nisim, but the Mishnah is all shver. Mayri riben yemechod. What does the Mishnah have to say if you have a child one day old? That she cannot eat truma, afilu ubanami, even if she's only pregnant, also she should not be able to eat truma. So Rosh Hashanah answers like this. Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about the koyin sheyesh lo shtei noshim, a koyin that has two wives, achas gerusha v'yachas shein gerusha. One he gave a get to, or one had a get, and one did not have a get. And the one that has a get, it's also for the Kohen to live with her, a Kohen that's allowed to live with the Grusha. But still he got married to her. V'yesh lo bonim mishen Grusha, v'yesh lo ben yoim echod min Grusha. He had children from the first wife, that's not a Grusha, and he has now a ben yoim echod from this Grusha. So Allah is in such a case, the poiso bi'avdi oviv milechol bitruma. That now since you have a kid one day old from this mother, so now the Avodim cannot eat truma. As if she would not have a kid one day old, so in Hu Yashin, the Avodim of the father dies, the kids of the other wife, and they all can eat truma, they're not chalolim, so therefore the Avodim also eat truma. But over here, since this Ben is a chalol, because he was born from a Bias Issa, a Bias Issa Lakunam, so therefore we do not know which chalik this Ben Yashin in the Avodim, therefore all the Avodim cannot eat a truma. But that's the locha, the cholol, owns an Eved, so just like the Chol himself cannot eat Truma, then his Eved also cannot eat Truma. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, the Gemara says, Uli Afukim and Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. The Yom that he holds, Ubanami Paisel, that not only if you have a child, even just pregnant, also apostles. Yes, Kamashman, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. That Ben Yoy Mechodin, Uberloi. Therefore, that it is grusha. When do we say that the avodim are also truma? Only if the grusha gave birth. But if the grusha is only muberis, then we do not hold a Rav Yosi. We hold that do not yarsh and the avodim, and therefore the avodim belong to the other brothers, which are ksherim, and therefore they could eat a truma. Now the Mishnah says, Noichu, that a ben, a kid 1 year old, 1 day old, could yarshin if his father dies. Umanchu means after he yarshin, he gives it over back to his other brothers. The other brothers yarshin from him. His question is, Noichu miman, who does he yarshin from? Meyoviv. If his father dies, he yarshin, he gets a chilek in the Yerusha of his father. Umanchu, then when he dies, if his son dies now, who does he give Yerusha back to? Leman liyachiv, to the brothers. If so, meyoviv, liyachiv, meyoviv, to his brothers from the same father. If so, what do we have this halacha? We have to have this halacha that Omanchil, he gives his chelik back to the brothers. What's nafkamino? The ma'isa, these are the brothers from the same father. So even when this son, whether he does get Yerusha or not, when he dies, doesn't make a nafkamino. The brothers now will take it over from the father. So what's the difference to say now, this new halacha of Noichel and Omanchil, that the son has a chelik to give back the Yerusha to the brothers? The brothers will get it anyway, even if he doesn't have the koyach to give it back. So Marin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Noichel b'nichseim, means like this, he yashins his mother's nechosim. Let's say his mother dies right now, and so the locker is the son yashins her, and he's the only son from his mother, from the mother. If so, he yashins his mother. And then let's say now the son dies, lahan chil yochiv minav, he'll give over the Yerusha now to his other brothers from the same father. Like this, if this son would have yashined his mother when his mother dies, and the chosim go back to her mishpacha. But if the mother has a son, so it goes down to her son. And now that the son dies, he gives it over to his brothers from the same father. They take over his Yerusha. Even though they're not brothers from the same mother, as long as they're brothers from the same father, that's what Yerusha is tolian. Now the Gemara says, V'dan, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is V'davka ben Yemech. He has to be at least 1 day old. Aval Uba, let's say he's only a fetus, he's not born yet, an Uba. Loi, then he has no Koyach of Yerusha and the Koyach of Tuvimanchal. My time, what's the reason? The Yehu Mayis Beresha. I tell you, focus, if he's only an Uba, then the Pshat is when the mother dies, so then the baby dies first, the baby would die before the mother dies. Therefore, the son cannot yash in his mother. Rashi says, Aval Uba, Sheb Meyeha. It may some uberus if she dies when she's pregnant, and then the son is born and take the baby out. Is Eina Noichel Hanchel as Kroiv of Minav? He does not do it. What's the reason why? Because we say for sure the baby died first, and therefore the klal is V'Yein Ha Ben Yerushes Imoy the Kever. If the son died first, he could not have the Yerusha to say Yashin's his mother is in the Kever. Lahanchel Yochem Minav to give it over to his brothers from the same father. So therefore, Dafkos, the son was born, and not if he's only an Uber. Salimor says, hey, it's not that way. What are you telling me now? If the mother, when the mother dies, so the pshat is that the Uber dies first. Therefore, the Uber does not yarshin his mother. Mor says, no, but what happened? The case where the mother died, and then they opened up and took the baby out, and the baby is still moving around. It made three movements. So when the baby was still alive, even after the mother died. And then the baby died. So see, it's possible to say that the mother should die first, and then the ben should yashin, and then the ben should die. So Mor says, no. That's a different case. That's a case of daima to the tail of altov, a lizard. That even after you kill the lizard, still the tail moves around. But not the pshat, it's a sib that's alive, but about its mace, just it still moves a little bit. The pirchis, that even the mafarchis, even after you kill the claw, still the tail moves around. Ma bered Rabbi Yosef, shmeid the Rabbi Omer, he says like this, Leim, the Mishnah means to say, shemamayit b'chelek b'chayrim. Now, if Kamina is, if you have this ben, it could be no, it's one parent, and there are a few sons, and now the chiddush is that this son that was born, he was 1 day old, he yarshins his father, and then when he dies, the brother takes it back from him. So my nafkamina, to my from chelek b'chayru, that's nafkamina. Let's say first there were only two brothers, and this was the third brother. So there was one b'chor and a second brother. So this brother, if this son would have not have a shame ben, So then the Bechor would take Mamish 2/3, because there's only two brothers involved. But now that there's a fourth brother, now that there's a third brother involved, so now the Chilek HaBechor is only 1/4. So that's Nafkamina, how much of a Chilek the Bechor takes, whether this Ben Yemechid is called the Ben, is called Yelud or not. So even though true, when the son dies, the other brothers can take it back, but Nafkamina V'chap and the Chilek HaBechor that the first Bechor takes, how much of a Chilek does he get two portions in? Now, v'yom ma'abred Rabbi Yeshua mishmei d'rovo ben shenolad acha misas av, a ben that was born after the father died, means say the mother was pregnant, the father died, and then she gave birth, is einem amayit b'chelik b'chorim. The law was when the father dies, the b'chor takes two portions between the brothers that are alive, then b'shas the father dies. Even though later, when this son is born, when the mother gives birth, he now gets a chelik in Yerusha, but he's not mamayit in the chelik habachor. The chelik habachor is totally how many children were alive b'shas the father dies. My time, what's the reason? V'yoduloi binan. So the pshat is v'yoduloi has to first be born. Says the parsha of ben habachor, loshim v'yoduloi. So only by a lady after the kid is born is the parsha of a bachor. Then he's mamayit in the chelik habachor, but before the kid is born, he's not mamayit in the chelik of the Yerusha of the Bechor. Yeh besuria masnuhochi, this is the word learned in Pshat in Surya. But pumpadisa masnuhochi, but pumpadisa learned like this, that omar mar bred Rabbi Yosef, v'shmei derova, Bechor shenoilad liyacha misa soviv, if a Bechor was born after the father died, meaning to say the mother was pregnant, and after the father died, then she gave birth, let's say, to twins, two boys. So locher is then ein anoito pishnayim. The first one that comes out does not get two chalokim, does not get 2/3 of the Yerusha. My time, what's the reason? Yakir binan, voleka. Yakir means you have to recognize, the father has to recognize the Bechor. And not over here that he was first born after the father was mace. Halimur says, V'hilchus soka chol hani lishno t'ma bred Rabbi Yosef mishmei d'rov. We pass on all these less halochis of ma bred Rabbi Yosef mishmei d'rov. Now it says, the Ahorga Chayav Mishnah says, somebody kills a ben yoy mechod, he's Chayav Misa. The Chsir the Pasuk says, V'ish kiyake kol nefesh, mashu mikol mokam, any type of a nefesh, he's Chayav Misa. Then it says, V'reyu liyoviv li'imoy l'chol k'rovov k'chos and shalim. If a kid 1 day old, is his parent and his k'rovim like a real person. So the Morse says, L'may hilchos of which halach is? Omer Rav Papa means linyan avelis, the parashah of avelis. If his son 1 day old dies, that the parents have to sit shiva. If so, come on, who does this go like? The look of Shimon Gamliel. The Yom, because the Shimon Gamliel says like this, that kol shesho lamid yoim biyodam ein neifel. Somebody that could wait, that's alive 30 days, that's not called a neifel. But mashma holoi sho, if the kid did not live 30 days yet, holoi sho, suffolk heavy, it's only a suffolk whether he's a ben kayyam or neifel. Therefore, when a suffolk, there's no chiva velus. Therefore, that our Mishnah says, even the Ben Yemechad is Chayiv and Avelis, if he dies, the Pshat is, it's not like Yeshua ben Gamliel. Mor says, could be no. I'll answer you, Hocha b'mayaskino, know what our Mishnah is talking about, Hocha b'mayaskino, Tikim le shekol le chadosh. If he were talking about, we know clearly, it's a 9-month-old baby. The baby was there for 9 months. And therefore, as soon as he's born right away, he's considered to be a Ben Kayoma. So in such a case, if he dies the first day, the parents would have to sit shiva, the beer den avelus. Now the Mishnah says, Bas gimul shonim v'yemecha, the girl that's 3 years old, and 1 day, so lochriz miskadeshes b'biyah. If the father marries her off, so they can make kedushin b'biyah, her b'biyah, the kid is called the maisa b'biyah now. If she's less than 3 years old, it's not called a b'biyah. But once she's 3 years old and 1 day, that's called a b'biyah. That's in a case where the brother died, and the brother alive right now wants to make Yibum, and the wife is only 3 years old. So if he makes the Biyah with his Kaina, it's called the Maisa Biyah, Maisa Yibum. Like once, let's say the father marries her off, or else here by Yibum, so she becomes married. Then if somebody else lives with her, so he's Chayiv Misa for living with an Eshesish. Or metame zaboyilo letame mishkav tachto and kelyon. That's the new halacha that if a man lives with a nida, so not only does it become tame as a nigi as touching a nida, but when he lives with a nida as the biyah sheboy, he has tumas nida on him. He's tame for 7 days, And Bayoni Chidish is though, his tumma latame mishkav tachtoim. Now this boil need to the man, when he lies on something, he tachet yud to the tumas mishkav, but not like a regular tumma zav or nida that makes into an avatumma. He only makes it ke'elyoin shel zav, meaning to say it only has like a rishon latumma that it can metama oichle in the mashkin, but not really like an av hatum itself. But I call upon whoever lives with this girl, even though she's only 3 years old, if she's a nida, he has a loch of a boil nida. Now, Niseis Lekoyin, if she has Nisuyin, she gets married to a Koyin, is Toycha Betruma. Even with the Rabbana now, she's allowed to eat Truma. The Lacha is a Bas Yisrael when she gets married to a Koyin, so Midi Yiraisa Radi, up to the Kedushin, and Eris Arusa, is allowed to eat Truma. But with the Rabbana now, we have to wait till she has a Din Nisuyin. So that's the Chiddush with her. Once she's 3 years old, you can have Nisuyin on her. Because we don't have Kedushin, she can get married when she's 1 day old. If the father is Mekabel the Kesef for him, so she could have a din arusa on her. But a din nesuya is only chal when she's royal abia, when she's 3 years old. Bole echad min apsulim, if let's say a mamzel is with her or a goy is with her, is posla min akuna. Now this girl has a din achalala on her that she can't marry a kayin. It's called abia. But less than 3 years old is nothing. Bole echad mikol harois, let's say a brother, let's say any person that's an erva to her, Hamuris Patura says in the Torah, is Mumsin Oleh, they get Misa because of her, but the Patura, she's Potter for Misa, because she's only 3 years old, she's La Bar Oinchin. By Koponim, they'll get Misa for living with her. Pochus Mikan, let's say she's less than 3 years old, Pochus Mikan, then the look, Docher is, Kenoisin Espavain, it's like putting your finger in your eye, which means nothing. That's not called a Bia, and therefore she's not had no Kedushin through this Bia, the other people are not Chayiv, it's not called a Boyal Nida. Not called to be if she's less than 3 years old. Tana Rabbanan learned like this: Bas Gimel Shonim, a girl that's 3 years old, Miskadeshes Babia, she could have kedushin through Bia. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. By 3 years old, her Bia is called to be, like it says in our Mishnah. The Chomer and the Chomer say Bas Gimel Shonim Bia Mechad. Also, 3 years old in 1 day. So the question is, my Bnei, what's the machlekes over here? Her Meir also says Bas Gimel Shonim. So what does Rav Meir mean to incense later on and say v'yoyim echad? So Gemara says, Amri d'ver Rabbi Yanai, Erev Rosh Hashanah Kebenel, that's nafkamina. In other words, does it have to be 1 day in the 4th year? Or else, no, let's say the kid was born in Rosh Hashanah, and now Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year, so it's enough to have 3 full years? Or do you have to have 3 full years in 1 day? That would be nafkamina. Rashi is there, Rosh Hashanah, Shoshana Revi'ah, so Rav Meir Gufa, to the last day of the 3rd year, that's Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's nafkamina. You have to have the first day of the 4th year, or it's enough the last day of the 3rd year. That's nafkamina. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that Lamin Yoim Bashona Chashuv Hashanah Kibinayu. Nafkamina is, do you have to have a 3 complete years? Or maybe no, it's enough to have 2 years in 1 month. That 30 days of a year is considered like a whole year. That's still like you have a whole 3rd year ready. That's the machlekes. Like Rashi says, the Rabbi Meir. Mechiikla lamid yoyim b'shem as long as 30 days went by in the 3rd year, have a bas, he's called a bas bia. Or the Rabbona na de mikla shana revias, till it starts now the 4th year. V'gibbenel is the big nafkamina. All the end of the 3rd year, they have to have a complete year, or is enough just 30 days of that year. Nothing more says, Mosiv, Mace, we have a question. Says the Mishnah, Bas Gimel Shonim, Fiafilu, Braiso, Fiafilu Bas Shtei Shonim V'yem Echod, is Miskadesh's Babiya. Did Rabbi Meir? Here the Braiso says, 2 years and 1 day is enough, according to Rabbi Meir. You don't have to have 30 days. But the Chomer say no, Bas Gimel Shonim V'yemechad, you have to have a complete 3 years and 1 day, that's when it's fit to have beer. So verse is like this, Bishleim is good to Rabbi Yechonon, going to Rabbi Yechonon, Ki heichodi kutono, Tekoma yoyim echod bashono, choshev shono, hochinami ikutono de yamri lamed yoyim bashono, choshev shono. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon was then said that Lamed Yom Hashanah Chashuv Hashanah Kibinayu. Now the Gemara asked the question, Gemara wants to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. They're not that you have to have a complete 3 years, but enough to have 2 years and whatever else is considered a year. So good, Rabbi Yochanan before brought down a day that holds 30 days is considered a year, but according to his brides, it's not a kasha because there is a man diyam that holds that 1 day of a year is considered like a year. So that's beyond this last brisa. That's what Gemara says. Top of Mem Heyam and Aleph. That Bishleim of the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan sheet, that you do not have to have a complete 3 years according to Rabbi Meyam. Send the Svariz. Ki Heicha di Katana de Kama Yoyim Echad Bashana Choshev Shana. Hachinami Katana de Yom Alam and Yoyim Bashana is Chashu Bashana. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says 30 days of the year is considered like a year, there's a town that holds 1 day of the year is considered like a year. So it's good. According to Rabbi Meyam, you do not have to have a complete 3 years. It's enough 3 years, 2 years and 1 day. Ella, but according to Rabbi Yana, according to Rabbi Yana, he says, not even according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have a complete 3 years. The Machlekes says, in the fourth year, do you have to have 1 day or not? So Kasha, and this Brisa B'Shur is a Kasha on him. Zeros Mashma, 1 day in the third year is enough. The Mar says, true Kasha, this would be a good Kasha.
Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that Pochus Mikan is Kenois Nespabayin. So if you have beer with a girl when she's less than 3 years old, so that's nothing. So Mar says, the boy, I have a question like this. Hani Bisulim, that we say if you have beer with a girl less than 3 years old, what's shot with the Bisulim then? Do we say, Maisie Azla, when you have beer with the Yitaka, break those Bisulim there that are there then? But we also, then new ones grow. So if it was not called the beer, because the Bisulim will grow back again. Is that the shot? Iduma, maybe no. Iduma, it's a D-Day, who delay mitzaday? Ad liyacha gimel, the pshat is then, is just that like when you go in there, you push the psulim on the side, you don't really break them. It's only after 3 years that's called a real beer that you break the psulim. But like this, it only gets pushed. Rashi says, loshen sida. Kleima, enani tolim, it's not taken out. Ayide beer, vienem dam psulim. If any dam does come out, it's not called dam psulim, which you are not breaking the psulim. Ad gimel shonim, viyamecha, until after 3 years and 1 day, then it's called you break the psulim. So Mar says, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Lamai is not called the beer either way, so what's the difference? So Mar says, the case is, Kagoin Sheboal Bater Gimel. Let's say the man lived with his girl before she was 3 years old. O Motzadam, Bishastad beer, it's like a found dam. O Boli Achashol, then at another time be, after 3 years old, Vole Motzadam, they didn't find dam. The second beer, there was no dam. So it's like this. Iyam, if you tell me, Mazel, Osli, Viosu, that the Pshat is, when the first time you live with, even if she's less than three, you take a break the Psulim then. Just new Psulim grow back again. If so, Viosu, show you Sudle Hevilu, just the Pshat is the reason why the second beer now. We say it did not say Dam, it could be because the Psulim did not grow back again. So therefore, there's nothing wrong. Now, the other case is Mustam, where the man married this girl, it's his wife. So the question is now, the second B has, after she's 3 years old, so the question is, how come Dam does not come out? It should have been a thought, maybe that she has nus with somebody else, if she doesn't have Dam, some she had be with somebody else. Now we say no, if the pshat is that the psulim really broke the first time, just it has to grow back again, so that maybe now it didn't grow back, so therefore there wouldn't be any proof that she lived with a different man. But early, Yamrif, you're going to tell me though, it's to the Hudaloi Mitzadi Adliach Gimel. The Pshat is just the Psulim get pushed away on the side at the beginning. You don't really break them. But the first time they really get broken is after three. Is Soho Acha Boleo. Over here, the Pshat is true that when you first had beer with her when she was less than 3 years old, that Dam that came out was not Dam Psulim, it was Dam, let's say Dam Mako or Dam Nido it was maybe. But now the question is after she's 3 years old, now when you have beer with her, your husband is the first time living with her now after she's 3 years old, so the psulim are there and they should break them. So since no dam came out now, that should be a proof that she lived with another man before this, after 3 years old. And therefore it's likely that she's a zoina. She's also the husband. She's a zoina. So she's a saita. Samara says no. So this would be an afkumin. Samara says no. Maskabla Rav Chia Bre de Rav Ika. Oman Lemelon, who tells you, the Maka Shabbatach Gimel, Eina Chayzeres Aliyalta. If you have a mark in the middle of three that doesn't come back again right away, Shema Chayzeres Aliyalta, maybe grows back right away. As even if you want to tell me the pshat is that you break the psulim less than three, just to grow back right back again, this should not be enough kamina. Because that we say they grow back again means they grow back right away. Who says it takes their time? It doesn't take its time, it grows back right away. If so, here, since you live with her now, after she's 3 years old and no dam comes out, this again should be a proof. This should be a proof that somebody else lived with her. So, this should not be an afkamina. Whether before 3 you break the psulim, or some of the psulim get pushed aside, it doesn't make an afkamina. Now, the first time you live with her, after she's 3 years old, really the dam should come out, because no matter which way you learn before, now she should have the psulim.
Smurfs read, Elo Nafkamina, what will be the difference? Of Elo Nafkamina Kogoin, Sheboal Betoyer Gimel. If somebody lived with the girl when she was less than 3 years old, or Motsa Dam, at that time Dam came out, and then O boy, O Liach Gimel, then you live a second time with her after she was 3 years old, or Motsa Dam, again you found Dam. This will be Nafkamina. Eziyam Rit Mazel, all the Vitam, now the first time the Besulim go away, but also they come back again. So now when it happened the second time you saw Dam, Avada would say, Hain Dam Besulimu, this is called Dam Besulim. Just like the first time Dam came out because of the Besulim now also. But Elab, if you tell me, Yamrit, it's Dudi Hu, Dulem, it's Dadi, that no, the first time you have Bia with her, when you're less than 3 years old, you do not break the Besulim. So therefore, how come the Dam came out? It must be the Dam is Dam Nidus. She became a Nida then. And you have a right to say, like, through the Bia, she becomes a Nida. Because before 3, tell me now, you do not break the Besulim. And so therefore, the Gemara says again, therefore, Eli Amrit, it's to the Dulem, it's Dadi. You don't get pushed on the side. Eloachagimel is only after 3 years. That's when you break the psulim. If so, hi dam nidahu. We should also say now, this dam that came out is only dam nida. But just like when you lived with her before, dam came out, the pshat was a dam nida, terch gimel for sure was dam nida. So let's say now a dam that came out now is also dam nida. So this is hapanafkamina, whether we say at the beginning you break the psulim or not. So Mor says, my, what's the luck? What happens? Omer Rav Chizu says like this, Toshma, come in here. It says in the Mishnah, Pochus Mikan, if you live with a girl when she's less than 3 years old, it's Kenoisin Espa Beyain. It's like you put your hand in the eyes. So Mor says, Lomuli Lemista, why does the Mishnah have to say like this? That it's Kenoisin Espa Beyain, putting your hand in the eyes. For what it's like, this Kenoisin Espa Beyain. Mas, it here's a second time. After Sul.